Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We are on a living roller coaster. We have an emotional hangover, and you have to fight for your right to father. Jersey Shore, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
If you want to have fun, do some. Get crazy, get wild. It's Thursday.
Welcome back, Jersey Shore, episode 3, The Truth About Ronnie. It is a hot mess. It's been a roller coaster. We are stressed out. We have anxiety. But before we get into everything, let's introduce ourselves. And this time, we have a full panel, y'all. Woo! Yes. Well, as you guys know, I am your girl, Nakia Monet. And to my left, I have...
Hey, guys. I'm Stacey Olivas, a.k.a. Staycation. Woo! I need to eat now because I have to eat all my emotions after all this.
Girl, I'm with you there. I need to get some pasta or something. What's up, everybody? I'm Janon, a.k.a. DJ.
Woo! And I'm Justine. I'm actually from Jersey.
Yay!
I don't have like a Jersey name, because I guess like who would do that if you're from there?
So guys, Justine is new to the panel. So the guys in the chat, thank you guys for sending DJ her name and Staycation her name and K-Rod and Morgalicious. So now you guys have to come up with Justine's new name. So go in the chat, go in the comments, and let us know what you think a good name for Justine will be.
Yes, and I know, because it's always like when new people come on the panel, I know that people are kind of like, oh, who are they? So I promise, like, I am from New Jersey, so you really can't hate me because the show's about Jersey.
She has the look.
She's got the look. She's got leopards.
Justine, don't worry.
And I know the cast, so trust me, I got some insiders for you guys.
So we got some insiders. This has been, we're only in episode 3. This has definitely been a roller coaster for ourselves. Before we get started, we do have some amazing news and gossip today, and we have a cute little segment called Little Meatball. So hopefully you guys like that. We try to play with, like, the play on words and the food, and Stacey's going to come through with the news and gossip. Guys, what are your overall thoughts about this episode? Let's start with you, Stacey.
Maury, Jerry Springer, I need some food because there's just so much turmoil going on. And, you know, Ronnie just keeps bringing it. I mean, I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch. What about you, DJ?
Okay, it's emotionally draining. But, you know, I think in a weird way it's actually a good emotionally draining because it's entertaining. But I just have a mix of emotions, you know. I'm like on Ronnie's team one day, and then the next episode I'm just like, and I'm like, I'm all over the place. Jen is scary as hell. I don't ever want to see her.
We love you, Jen.
I don't even want to like look at her. Like she has that look of like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill you. Like,
yes.
Like, no, I don't want to mess with that. But yeah, it's crazy, crazy episode.
Justine, what about you?
Oh God, I mean, it doesn't ever disappoint me. I know the show's gonna have drama. I'm not gonna lie. I definitely, when I heard the show was coming back, I didn't expect there to be more drama. Like, I kind of was like, this is going to be beat. Like, they're going to lose. Like, the ratings are not going to be good because what are they going to, like, what's going to be a problem?
Right.
But leave it to Ronnie to always bring us the drama.
Just a mess. Well, let's get into it. We're talking about Ronnie and the drama. This whole episode was kind of dedicated to Ron and his drama and the baby mama drama that we got from season one, and now it's back in season two of Family Vacation. So we're back. The roommates are back in the room. J-Wall is telling Ron about himself. Like, bro, you got a crazy girl pregnant, you need to cut the shenanigans out, go to court. Paulie's trying to give him advice, Mike is giving him advice, all the roomies are trying to beat it into his head about leaving this girl Jen and getting to court and taking his baby back. What did you guys think about that?
I think the best advice was when Mike gave Ronnie. He says, when people get into trouble, it's not taking people's advice and thinking they're right is what gets them in trouble. So that's so true. That's like some inspirational.
It is.
Need to put that on a quote. Put it on
our,
a t-shirt.
Our sunken place guy, Mike, is coming through with the ill quotes. Yeah. Do you guys think that Ronnie, as they said, has battered wife syndrome?
J-Well said that. That was so funny. I mean, like, kind of like what you were saying, sometimes yes, and then sometimes I'm like, no, he creates this himself.
Yeah.
It's the thing is, we're never going to know unless we literally are in the relationship or read their messages. Because we just hear, oh, he texted me this. Oh, she texted me this. So unless, like, we see what's going on, I don't think we're going to know, like, exactly.
We need receipts. Yeah. We need to see receipts. We need to see proof. If he's all about the social media drama and putting his stuff on social media, then show us a text message on his Snapchat or something.
I think he kind of is a battered wife. Because I think that, I mean, what we saw in the end of this episode, definitely, I think he probably, like, triggers her a lot. And then, like, probably flirts with women in front of her. Probably eggs it on. But she hit, I mean, she reacts. She spit on him. I mean, we'll talk about that later, but I think she reacts, and I definitely think she goes to, like, extremes and starts to, like, physically get violent. Yeah.
So when you guys are watching this and you're hearing him cry and he's like, she's holding this baby over my head, think about from, like, season one, and I don't know if you guys seen the drama over the summer with Ronnie, and now we're back here, and they literally filmed this maybe 2 months after we were done talking about this episode. Do you think it's a the both of them type of thing? Do you think one is more abusive than the other? What do you think it is about this relationship?
They're both toxic, for sure. I mean, they both have their own issues that they need to, you know, work on. They need therapy. They need help. Like, individual therapy, couples therapy, all around. They need to fix themselves. But, I mean, I think Jen takes it too far. I mean, it's Ron's wrong for calling her all those names, but Jen, I mean, she's on a whole nother level of wrong. Just wrong. A
whole nother level of petty.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, like, thinking because, like, even when she comes, and we'll talk about this later, and she tries to tell her story, but it's like, sis, yes, he does these wrong things, but why haven't you walked away for the sake of your baby?
She likes it. And I think, Ron, I think he has a lot of issues. I think he has a lot of problems. But I think he's still not a bad person. With her, I feel like there's a little bit of evil in there.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
There's a difference between it. Like, she's malicious. Like, she's like, I'm going to hurt you.
Well, do you think that the cast, because the cast says that we know you, we know your heart, we know you're a good person. Do you think that they're just, because of the show, they take his side and they're kind of blind to if he's a good or bad person? Or do you think he really is a good person?
I think he's like the situation. I think he's a good person deep down inside. But I think his issues, like, make him do stupid stuff.
The situation.
Yeah. And seeing, like, her stories this past summer, she is about the money. Jen is about the money. She even, like, made comments in her stories about, like, men and money and I want money and stuff like that. And so, I mean, she is
It is, but I don't think that makes her a bad person.
No, I think she just kind of...
I think Jen is the type of girl, I don't know her, but I think Jen is the type of girl who had to, like, fight for her stuff, and she had to be the type of girl that was on her own and make a living. She has a 10-year-old son.
That's true.
And I do think Ronnie is a good person. I think they're all good people, but I do think at this point in your life, you see all the bad things that are going on and what you're doing, the mistakes. You watched season one with your baby mother, and now you're back doing the same things. I just think it's just time to grow up and get it together. Okay. But I do think he's an absolute good person, and we see what's happening. He can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
He rushes out. He's like, I can't take it. I gotta go find my baby. She blocked me. Did you guys think that they were gonna let him leave? Like, were you guys nervous? You think he was gonna go find Jen and strangle her?
I think so. I think he's scared because he doesn't know what she's gonna do. And then maybe he sees the friends maybe she leaves her kid with, and maybe he doesn't trust them.
I mean, no doubt he loves his daughter, and he will. I believe he's definitely a good person, also a good father, and he could be an even better father if he was, you know, not going through these problems and around his kid more and all. But, I almost thought that he was literally going to, like, walk out and just confront Jen and just take the baby away or something.
I mean, I know what it's like to be, like, when you're in a relationship and it's almost like one day it's great, next day it's, like it's great where it's like, oh, you love them and everything's great, and then the next day it's toxic, and it's like until you're in a situation like that, it's hard to know how to walk away.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never, like... My issues, like, with past relationships have been, like, this compared to them. So, you know what I mean? I just, I don't know. One second I sympathize with him, the next second I think he does it to himself, looking back at Sam and Ron's relationship beginning. So, like, I truly don't know.
It's really explosive, and it's sad, and it's one of those things where the roommates are trying to drill into this head. But as I'm watching, I'm like, he doesn't care. And the reason I say that is because I think he feeds off of the drama, and so does she. There are people who love a toxic relationship, and I think it's hot. I think they have hot sex. I think actually they have amazing sex. Like, though they're psychos have the best sex, y'all.
Of course.
I think they have banging sex. I think they love scratching each other, fighting each other, biting each other. I think, like, I really do. Like, I think they, excuse my language, but I think they feed off of it. So you see this point where his friends are telling him, like, bro, just go see the lawyer.
Do you think he loves her?
I don't think he loves her. I think this is a filler for him right now.
Yeah.
I do think that Ronnie is looking at everything around. I think he thinks, oh, I'm 32 and all my people got it together. My ex is doing her thing. This ex is doing her thing.
I have a baby
and the
with
one girl
person.
That I met, I knocked her up literally 2 months after we started dating. I need to get it together.
It's exactly what Paulie said. You can't force love. And that's exactly what Ronnie's trying to do. He's trying to force a relationship that's not meant to be, you know, because clearly they're going through so many issues and everything. So, and, you know, the only right thing to do for the sake of the kid, if he really loves that kid so much, like, and if there's always like that toxic around that kid, like, you got to stop it. You got to break up. I mean, come on, Ronnie.
Just and I think, come on, let's be honest. Can Ronnie be with a healthy girl?
No.
He'd be bored out of his mind.
I really don't think
so. So true. Well, you know what I find really crazy that this whole time, this whole situation is going on, I'm glad that Paulie mentioned that he had a kid, because I genuinely forget he has a kid. And he's like, I like that he mentioned, hey, like, I went through the same thing, because clearly he's not with his baby mama, but I wish he talked about that more to Ronnie, because I feel like Ronnie thinks he's so alone and everything, and I'm like, Paulie is single, he has a kid that he has custody with, like, I don't know, I just feel like he should... Maybe he does talk about it.
I think so, because even season one, when Jen was pregnant and Ronnie was freaking out in Miami and cheating on her and being crazy, Paulie was like, bro, I'm not with my daughter's mother. We never worked together. I fought for her, so you can do this too. And it's like, it was going in one ear and out the other for Ronnie. And I really think that Ronnie has to be the person. He's the type of person, when you tell him what to do, he's not going to do it. He has to want to do
it. He's like that kid that gets beat up or like teased by his friends, and then he runs back to them like the next day. The parents are like, stay away, stay away. They're not good for you.
Just a mess. Well, speaking about running back to Justine, you have some like AfterBuzz TV good stuff for our fans.
Yes, I do. AfterBuzzers, our network, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's a network that there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our channels. We have a lot, guys. By subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you to help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So just hit that subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know when you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air, give you a little shout out, and thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes! Thank you, Justine. And as Justine says, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And don't worry, iTunes fans, we do not forget about you guys. I know we're always yelling and saying, Jersey, Jersey, in your ears. But if you guys are listening, we really do appreciate it. If you guys give us 5 stars, a thumbs up, let us know your comments. Let us know what you think about this Ronnie and Jen situation. Is it Ronnie? Is he the bad person? Or is Jen really a psychopath? Or do you think they just need to be apart? And if you guys are on YouTube, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up and leave us some comments. And like Justine says, we will shout you guys out. All right, man. So Ronnie, you know, he goes and he claims he goes sees a lawyer. Stacey says she's seen him walk in. I'm like, I don't know if I believe him.
He turned around the next
He comes
shot.
Back and he's like, but I think I want to work it out with her.
And Paulie was like this. What was his face? He was like,
what did he say? He's like, what, are you nuts? Like, I think we were all thinking that. Like, bro, Ronnie, are you nuts right now? What the hell just happened?
I think he's going to come a point where they're just going to all be pissed off at Ronnie, because, like, you know what? We don't want to hear this crap anymore. Yes. Like, you're not going to change, so...
Man. Right. It's so stressful. It's stressful for the roomies. They're having an emotional hangover. They just want to gamble and eat and live their best lives. They're about to go get some foods, as Mike would say, and there's a knock at the door.
Oh, my gosh.
What were you guys thinking when you heard the knock?
As soon as I heard the music, it was the music that got me. I was like, oh, a knock? I wonder who could that be? And then it's just like the boom. I'm like... And then
Jaws music.
I think they expected everyone to think it was Angelina, just because, like, that's always how it is. Yeah. But I knew, just because that wasn't what was being talked about the storyline. So I had a feeling it was, I figured it was Jen, or then Ronnie with Jen. Like, I don't know. I didn't know. It was one of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy because they all seemed scared. Even JWoww was kind of like, woo, this girl's coming. Like,
if JWoww gets scared, you know it's
She has a little bit of street cred. We were talking about that. Jen.
Okay, so Jen walks in with her flip-flops with her homegirl. And her homegirl and her look like they work out together at the gym, if you know what I mean. Their arms look super buff. I need to, like, train with them. They looked amazing. Jen storms into the room angry. Where's Ron? Where is he? I need to see him. And the roommates are shook. Shook it, as everyone was saying. She's pretty much trying to tell her side of the story to the roommates. And you know how that is when your friends are fighting and they're like a couple and they're trying to tell you the other side of the story. And she's like, he texted me 300 times, calling me a whore, a slut. a biatch.
I'd be like, show me.
Yeah, receipts.
I would be like, you got. If you really were serious, I would say, take my phone and look through them. Mm-hmm. Oh God, I don't know. We need receipts.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you guys do if you guys were in that situation? Say you guys are the friend and you see your guy friend girlfriend going through this, and the baby mama shows up and she's just like, look, he's really abusive and he does this to me. But my baby's with my friend. What are you doing?
I would have my friend's back like they did. They had his back, and they did not even... Even Polly was like, this girl thinks she can manipulate me and Jay. All of them were like, this girl literally thinks she has us fooled, or she wants to has to hear her side of the story, but they can't trust her.
She didn't come in right, though. I mean, how are you just going to just walk in? She didn't even just like... She like literally... I don't know if you guys saw that, but she... kind of pushed the door.
Yeah.
Like, Vinny was answering.
Like, I don't
like,
care if this is a show.
Exactly. Like, that's she rude. Was like, to, like, coming in unannounced like that. Like, girl, who are you?
And it wasn't like, hey, can I come in? She's like, and not even hi. She just, where's Ron? We're like, whoa.
She looked pissed.
I mean, the thing I do respect that she doesn't play games in the sense of, like, I don't care that you're on a show. Yeah. I will come in and be like, you did this, you did that, because there's nothing worse than fake people.
Exactly.
It's not like she came in, guys, listen, like, crying, oh, my God. Like, I think that would be worse if she came in crying, trying to get them on her side. But she's, like, she just comes in as just herself, which is psycho, but I almost respect it more than being a manipulator.
No, I actually liked it, and I think J-Wall said it, too. She said that Ronnie met his match, where I think when Ronnie... I think Ronnie wanted to be the controller, where I think he wanted to be the... Not abuser purposely, but I think when he was with Sammy, or he was with, like, say, Malika, we don't know, but, like, I felt like he thought he was the boss, where Jen is a G. She obviously holds her own.
Yeah, because he's like the playboy, the player. Like, you know, flirts with other girls. She's probably like, okay, well, you got girls. I got a lot of dudes, too.
She's the type to Lorena Bobbitt you. And if you know who Lorena Bobbitt is, do your Googles. And I'm just saying.
She's probably so awesome to be on her good side, and then you get on her bad side, and it's like the end of the world.
He's scared of her.
That's crazy. What are some of the people in the chats talking about?
Full of Wit said, I want to have more sympathy for Ron, but he's really good at starting drama. He plays the victim. Yeah, Zaytalk said, yeah, I don't feel sorry for him. Nobody feels sorry for him, really, guys? I mean, I don't feel sorry for him, but I kind of feel a little scared for him.
I think he did it. I think he did it to himself, and now he's in this situation that he knows he can't get out of.
Yeah.
So he's trying to make the best out of it, and he's, like, scared because he's like, I'm going to have to be connected to Jen for the rest of my life.
Seriously, the rest of your
life. No, like, that's the thing that's scary about kids is, like, it's not like you break up and, like, oh, what happened to my ex from 10 years ago? Yeah. Like, you're always going to know.
And it's not just at 18. Like, your kid could get sick at 45 and your old asses are showing up to the damn hospital
and maybe
together.
Maybe he's not strong enough to not be with her in, like, a sexual way. You know right. what I mean? Like, maybe he'll have a new relationship, but then he goes back
saying.
To baby mama.
The only reason I say that is because, like, growing up, my mom and dad didn't really get along at all. My mom and dad now have the same doctor. Like, they're cool now.
Yeah.
But, like, I laugh because my mom's like, I just seen your dad. We have the same surgeon. And I'm like, damn, like, you really are stuck with someone for the rest of your lives. Like, if I remember I got sick and they had to come together. So that's the thing about Ronnie. Like, Ron, you're with this woman. You may not be with her and he may move on with someone else, but she ain't going nowhere.
Well, when they were talking, I think that Ron wants to make a stable family, which is completely opposite of what's going on. Yeah. But, like, my parents got divorced younger, and I'm grateful that I had a single mom growing up. My dad wasn't in my life, because I think that if they stayed together, I would have been more, like, I actually grew up, like, kind of happier than I think I would have if they stayed together. Like, I don't care about, like, oh, co-parent or having two parents together in the same house. I think that's bull crap.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could say that. So I think it's bull crap, and I don't think that two parents necessarily make a happy home.
And I think it's dangerous for this baby. It like, come on, the car thing that happened where she dragged him with the car, the incidents with the... She said she threw his TV and broke it.
Yeah, she broke his TV. And don't forget, she has a 10-year-old son as well.
When she said that, though, they're like, well, did you do anything? She goes... Yeah, I broke his TV. And we're like everyone's like, oh, like she admitted it.
She's like, I don't care.
Jen is heated. She wants everyone to know that Ronnie is the one that's starting with her. And I love how the roommates kind of call her out on her BS. But don't worry. Production was there to let her know that Ronnie would be back at 7:30.
Of course.
All that damn production. I'm like, really?
They're so good, though.
You know when the producers get involved, you know it's going to be something.
That's a good one.
They've never showed the producers in all of these 10 years, ever. Mm-hmm. So do you think they showed them for dramatic effect and do you think that the producers were the ones to, like, call Jen? Because how else, like, would that have happened?
And that's how producers work. Like, though these shows are somewhat real, the producers tend to make their little magic, and they're the ones to say, Ronnie's hair, or she's probably calling. I genuinely think she was upset because she was taking her mic off and everything like that. I also do think, like, these are new producers. These are not the same producers from before. And I think you're right. I think they're trying to be dramatic, and they're like, guys,
they're trying to be like Teen Mom.
I think too. I'm going to give you a little insight on something like that. So I was telling them before that I actually met Ronnie on Famously Single.
Please.
Yeah, so I met Ronnie, but, like, it was, like, a blind date. If you ever saw the episode, I think it was, like, I don't know, was that, like, a year ago? And it was literally, like, a blind date where everybody was, like, you couldn't see them and whatever. But that situation, I remember going home, and it was with, you guys know Chad from The Bachelor? Mm-hmm. That's who I ended up going on a date with. But the producers were texting me, like, hey, we're not sure, like, if we're going to have you on today, but, like, stand by. I know Chad's asking about you. And then, like, later, okay, yeah, like, you know, he really wants you to come. And I go there, and he's with another girl in a hot tub. So it is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
That's so there's a little like insight.
It is. Life to the heart. That's
but that's the thing. You guys know. And I trust me, it's like a show. You think, like, oh, don't get emotional. No. It's just a show. Oh, I was upset. Like, when I left, I was crying. I felt so bad about myself.
So
like,
yeah, maybe she said Ronnie's here. He might be back soon or something.
Well, the thing, that's the producer's job. As a producer, it's tough.
Like, Ronnie's in there. They know you're there.
I work in production, and it's really tough because you have to say to yourself, damn, I'm going to have to, like, produce these people to get good show. Because if we just have a camera in here as reality, we can get turned up for 2 seconds. But following us 24/7 is boring. So producers have to do their thing and text Jen and say, Ronnie's upstairs. When he comes upstairs, they're texting Jen like he just walked in. I know for a fact. Like, come on. Shout out to production.
Or like, the roommate.
Good job, you guys.
Or like the roommate. They probably said something like, the roommates know where he is. They're going to tell you that they don't, but they know.
They're all randomly sitting on a couch right now.
Come
upstairs.
She cursed them out. It was just like, you guys are all liars.
Yes. So
we don't know what's being said.
So our homegirl Jen comes back at 7:30 on the dot. She pushes the door in when Ron is sitting on the couch. Ron is crying in tears, and she is pissed off. What did you guys think was going to happen? Did you think she was going to be as riled up? Did you think they were going to have a normal conversation?
No.
Or what were you hoping?
No.
What were you hoping for?
I think she was going to get crazy, and she was like, I don't give a crap if they arrest me. Like, she said at the end, she's like, I don't care. Arrest me. I don't care. I'll hit you. I'll fuck you. I'll do whatever.
I was scared. Camera, she does not care.
I was scared for Ronnie.
I think, like Justine was saying, this is the first time I've seen security. It kind of reminded me of, like, Love and Hip Hop. Like, usually when Love and Hip Hop, when they fight, security would stand there. Mm-hmm. The security guard had to come and stand between them. And I feel like this season and last season, I've seen so much producers and security. So when she was, like, in his face, and then she spit on Ron.
Oh, I did not expect
that. Oh, my gosh. I thought she was going to just shove his face, but no, the spitting, she took it too far with the spitting.
Spitting. Has anyone ever spit on you guys? Or do you know anyone who's ever been spit on?
Like, one of my students. Like, a child, but not like a
student spit on you?
Well, I taught special ed, so.
Okay, that's different.
But not like an adult.
I would say,
no.
Like, angrily spitting, I hate you, disrespectful spit.
No, I mean, and you've probably been, have you ever been in an argument with whether it's a guy or boyfriend or a friend or whatever, where you're just, like, in their face and you're like, it's like, you almost, like, me, I know, I'm like, I can't control, I've never spit in anyone's face, but it's like, you can't control it, that she probably looks back and is like, you, like, black out a little bit. You're like, you just will do anything to hurt that person because you're so mad. It's like, but, oh, God.
And she's a hothead, too. You don't know what she's going to do.
So just imagine their fights at home, not in front of the camera, in front of the kids, and they're fighting. She pushed them in the face. She spits, and then it goes black. And then from what we see in the previews, and we're talking about this in prediction, they may have to file charges against this girl.
You don't think they show the rest of the fight?
I hope they do,
but I don't know. I don't know.
Because I don't know. I mean, I feel like unless they really hurt each other, I don't know what would be. Because they had to block it out for when Snooki got punched.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I think for effect, like, to be more dramatic, like, I think she really just spit in his face and just probably pushed his face and smushed his face.
They showed that in the preview, though, her pushing his face.
And then they blacked it out. Yeah. So I think it's just to be dramatic. Because MTV's being dramatic. And it's Jersey Shore, like, because when they do that as an audience, like, you gotta tease us and say, to me, I'm like, damn, she punched him in the face.
These producers are probably sitting there like this as this drama and turmoil, like, helping them, like, oh, Ron, don't worry. In their head, they're like, this is the best thing. Like, oh, my God.
I gotta play this
money,
guy soon. Yeah.
Money. The show's gonna have ratings. Like, they're happy. It's like, you have to be a certain kind of person sometimes to be a producer.
I'm a producer. We're really nice.
What are you a producer for?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh.
With all the other good stuff.
Yeah, I can't imagine you being like that.
I'm not. I'm a really nice person. That's why I said as a producer, it's hard because you do juggle with your job and your morals. And you're like, wow. Mm. And then when you are a producer and you're actually an actress/host, you know how to do both. And that's why I always tell people, if you're hosting or you're acting, definitely get into producing, because you get to see how it is. So now as a host, I know how producers work. So I don't take everything personal. I don't get offended. I now know when something's happening. It's awesome. I tell everyone to be a producer. Do we have anything else going on in the chat?
Let's see. Oh, Zaytalk said, I love all the producers showing their faces now, breaking the fourth wall.
Shout out to you, Zaytalk.
Yeah. He also said, or she or he, said she still had the same clothes on. She was ready to throw down.
She was ready. She's like, I got my flip flops. I got my tea, everything.
It was just a hot mess. And we see there's going to be so much drama, but we know they're together right now.
Oh, my God.
That's what's killing me to
I just
like,
don't
know.
Like her dangling the baby.
Yeah.
With him. She's like, you're never going to see your kid again. That's a different level.
That's when it becomes tough. When you have a kid involved and then someone's dangling the baby, whether it's the guy or the girl, that's when you need to get help. And I think that's why the roommates wanted for Ronnie. But Ronnie seems not to be listening. Well, guys, I guess that's like all the stress. Like, it was all about Ronnie this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
We didn't even get any Snooki. Why are we not getting any Snooki?
I think because this was a really good episode to stretch. Because think about it. Like, I think Jersey Shore is going to do what they did to us last time. Yeah. It's going to be probably 15 episodes. But you have to stretch this one about Ron and his abuse. Where I think, like, coming next, we see Angelina and, you know, because what else could they talk about?
That wasn't this episode. Was that? No, that was last episode. Sorry, I was thinking about J-Well confronting them, but that was not even the same episode. So much
J-Well's always confronting them.
Because I keep forgetting that this episode was only about Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it felt like more happened, but I guess...
So much happened, so little time. But let's get off the drama. Let's do something fun. Let's start our new segment called Little Meatballs.
Yes, I love this segment. Oh, yay, my gosh. Finally, something will put us in a better mood, you know, because after all that emotional drainage, it's time to lift up our hearts, you know. Let's focus on these little meatballs. So, meatball of the week. Oh, little Ariana.
Oh, my gosh.
So cute.
She's so cute. With the culprit.
With the mama.
Oh, gosh.
This was last week, right? This was last week after when the episode was airing.
This is during last week.
She's like, I don't care.
Wait, what are the
coming up off this?
Jersey Shore.
I can see Jen's. I didn't know. So she's like supporting the show.
Yes.
When she looks like a psycho.
So for those who are listening and can't see, we have a brand new segment called Little Meatballs, where we're going to shine a light on the adorable kids of the Jersey Shore castmates. So we're going to do it every week, and we're going to pick some really cute pictures. If you guys have any cool ideas, let us know. But if you guys check her Instagram out, she's been promoting the show. Like, I've been reading her captions, and she's been saying, check out the show this week. Me and Ronnie and the baby are watching the show. Like, she's promoting it.
Yes.
So now I'm like, is this all an act then for
the show?
That's
what I'm wondering.
No, you guys have to remember, this was filmed months ago. So as a couple like that, who fight like that, they're still fighting. It's just right now, we just haven't seen anything yet.
And they're laughing, probably. God, look how crazy you are, babe. You spit on me, and next second she spit on me.
There you go.
I can't.
Oh, she was an adorable little meatball. Shout out to Ariana. We pray and we hope that...
A meatball the meatball I forgot to send to you guys until I watch this now. Grayson, J-Ball's baby, is my favorite. In the whole entire world. This little faux hawk stop. I'm obsessed
with him. He's
adorable. He's so cute.
So since we love the little meatballs, what we do every week for the fans, we're going to keep highlighting the cute little kids. And we can do more than one. So we'll send
them. I should have put them in there.
You guys are all good. We'll do more than one. This was our first. We were testing out the meatballs. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a cool little segment.
We need to eat some meatballs.
Some meatballs. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Speaking of cute little meatballs that Justine mentioned, well, J-Well actually talked about her reaction to the endless support that she received from last week's episode with Grayson, and how he was, you know, he's experiencing right now a developmental delay because he's not really talking. So she, spoke to E! News, and she was actually putting Grace into bed when the episode aired last week, and she started receiving endless messages from supporters, and she said, I just started crying holding him, she told E! News. While on the red carpet at the iHeart MMVAs in Toronto on Sunday, she was like, I was like, so many people love you, and the producers did it right for him, and it was such a beautiful moment, she continued, and I was like, you know, one day when you're talking and you're going to go back and look at this, you're going to say, I was so proud of you, mommy. And I was like, you're so proud of me. And then she said, I can't wait to share that with him. So cute. Obsessed. She's such a good mom.
I love seeing our grown-up meatballs turn into adult and parents.
Do you guys watch their YouTube channels?
With her and the kids?
Yes. Yeah, and then Snooki has them too. Yeah. I've watched all their episodes and stuff.
Adorable.
And like, they're the if you guys want to get really cute videos and stuff of the kids, they're always on. throw is on their channels.
They're so cute.
And Ronnie and Jen are still together, and they actually made a visit to the aquarium. I think this one was in Vegas this past week, and there's Ronnie holding Ariana.
I don't feel sorry for, after seeing this, after seeing that they're still together after this episode, I don't feel sorry for him anymore. Everyone's warned him. Everyone's trying to help him. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry.
Yeah. There they are, too. They were in Puerto Rico recently, too.
Wow. How do you guys feel about that, too? How do you guys feel now after knowing today they are still together and after watching, are you guys still feeling bad for Ronnie? Are you on the side? Or do you think they're going to have another fight next week?
Well, I think he's been handling it a little well. He's kind of stayed off social media and stuff. Ranting. For now. But we don't know how that's going to get.
Mm-hmm. For now. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then Pauly D had something to say. He actually shared some, in a recent interview, he said that it's about Ronnie's situation with Jen. He said, it's rough because he's my brother, he's a big dude, and you don't want to see anyone upset. But he's going through real life stuff. That's why our show is kind of dope. People are going through what he goes through, and you'll get to see how we help him with it, how he handles it. He's still going through it, though. So right now, I guess he's still going through stuff with Jen. But he's actually not posting a lot of crazy stuff on social media.
When was that interview with Pauly?
This was actually because he's going to do Marriage Boot Camp. Well, that's going to come out, but that was like a year ago we were talking about.
Yeah.
So this was a, it's going to come out soon, which is pretty late when he was with Aubrey. And this was on a carpet, and this was when they were interviewing him regarding that.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me how it's going to take that long, because isn't it obvious? Like, it's just, I have disconnected him and Aubrey together.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. So when I watch that, I'm going to be like, what's the point? I know that they're not together.
Well, VH1 will be putting it on, and people will be watching, and they know that people will be watching.
Yeah, and he also told the reporters that he told Ronnie to stay off social media, and he didn't listen. Every time he does, I'm like, my dude, what are you doing? For some reason, he vents on social. We all know that.
Ronnie's one of those guys who literally goes straight to the socials and will put all of his feelings on.
Yeah, he is like a little meatball, too.
Another meatball of the week, a little meatball, is Ronnie.
He is not tall. He's pretty short.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And even Pauly even shared that he keeps up with Ronnie's relationship on social media.
Wow.
So he's seeing everything like we're seeing everything.
Wow. Do you think that they, do you think they talk to Ronnie a lot, or are they just more friends? I know they're all really cool, obviously, but do you think they talk to him more on the show, or do you think Ronnie kind of separates from the group?
No, I think they still do. They all have like a group chat, and then like I'm usually in their comments being nosy just to collect like gossip and data, and they're all in each other's comments. Angelina's not invited to the group chat, so I think they really are like real life fam. They're really good friends. I just think right now he's taking a step back from social media because like Stacey says, he has not posted in a while.
No.
He'll post things here and there, but I think his friends maybe text him like, all right, bro, if you're mad, vent to us.
Yeah.
Please do not go on social media.
So he might be taking a little bit of advice right now.
I hope so. Hopefully, maybe she will too, but you gotta watch her page.
We give a shout out to the original disaster, the situation, who is now the inspiration? Nobody realizes because like the first day I'm on the show, I used to hate the situation. Like, he was there for drama, but I couldn't stand him. I thought he was horrible. He is like my favorite now.
Isn't he amazing?
I'm obsessed with him.
Like, I felt the same way. I used to hate him so much. I used to be like, oh my gosh, somebody like kick him off the show. But like, all of a sudden, he's just turned a whole new leaf.
His best life.
And
he's sober. K-Wall sat here in this amazing chair, he said that he was in the sunken place, and we didn't know if there was an alien in that body. But I think Mike is genuine. He's sober. He may be going to jail. Mm. He's about to get married, and I think
he's getting married and going to jail. Exactly.
I think Mike has always been this way.
Yeah.
But when he was on the show, he was so pilled up and drugged up, and he was so douchey.
And he got therapy. I think the power of therapy, you can just see it in him.
He needs to go. I'm hoping Ronnie kind of does a 180 like.
Yeah, we
like,
pray so.
Mike.
Oh, speaking about 180s, y'all, let's just do predictions.
Woo! And now.
I just love this show. I'm just so excited.
Everything!
Just everything about it.
It's amazing. Justine, let's start with you. Let's get some predictions in there.
Well, I know that Angelina's coming because of like previews.
Yes.
So we know that she's going to be coming. I think that her and JWoww are going to hash it out. I don't know if it's going to be, compared to Ron and Jen, like, I don't know if any fight's going to be as big as theirs. So I think I think they're going to have like a little going at it, but nothing like Ronnie and Jen. I think Ronnie and Jen is just going to keep going into a disaster, but who knows how it's going to end because they're together now. So I don't know. This season's kind of like a free for all. Like, I'm not really sure, except for the stuff that we've been told about that being kicked out.
Okay, DJ.
Yeah, so I think, Angelina is probably going to do some random, uncalled for nastiness. I don't know. What was it? I can't even say.
Sitting her butt on a funfetti cake. Did you guys see that in the preview?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Angelina, dirty little hamster. We love you.
Dirty little hamster. Yeah. Yeah, she's a dirty little hamster.
I'm excited for her to come. I'm excited for her to come.
I was going to say. Yeah. Are you guys excited?
Yes. I'm excited. Stacey, what, are you done with your predictions, DJ? Yeah. Stacey, what are some of your predictions?
I'm excited for her to come because it's going to, like, mix up the drama because it's all about Ronnie and Jen. Yeah. I think the cast is going to pack their bags and they're going to head out because I can't wait to see the Jen and Ronnie fight. I know it's kind of sad, but I'm not going to lie. I want to see it.
They're fine. They're back together. So
he's safe.
Yes, I do predict that. So when all the drama was happening with Ron and Jen, the whole car thing, I do predict that MTV is actually going to show that.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that's what's going to be the reason why they move back to Jersey. But I'm excited because when they move to Jersey, we get to see our girl Dina. So I'm really excited to see her and Angelina. And they'll be back together. Guys, this was a hot mess. We're only in episode 3. We have so much more to go. I'm stressed. They're stressed. I'm also very hungry because of Mike. Guys, before we get out of here, tell the peeps where they can find you guys at. Justine?
You can find me on Instagram at Let's Face with Justine and Twitter Let's Face It TV.
Woo! And you can find me on Instagram at Janon Bo, and I'm once again Janon, aka DJ.
Yay! You guys can find me all over Instagram at Stacey_Olivas and Twitter at Stacey Olivas.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys get my girls DJ and Justine some Jersey Shore names in those comments.
Yes,
you
yes.
Can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and you guys can flood our social media and let us know what you guys think about this crazy episode because you know all week is going to be drama. Make sure you follow us on AfterBuzz on Twitter, Facebook. Where else are we at? YouTube, iTunes, and all that other
everywhere,
good stuff.
Everywhere.
And Jersey Shore, they also have a fan page on Instagram. So make sure you guys tune in with that because there's a lot of drama that they upload on that. Guys, it's been real. We will see you guys next week.
Are the cabs here?
Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later, bitch.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.